101.5 WPDH, the home of rock and roll. 7:31 is the time right now. It's the Boris and Robin show. I couldn't think of a worse song to intro the horror film, guys.
I know.
Take It Easy from the Eagles. That wasn't really a good segue, was it?
No, it was like, that was just like the most Wonder Bready kind of song in the world.
We got a couple of horror screams and stuff in there.
That's much better.
There we go. But we want to invite Sean and Chris here into the studio from the Hudson Horror Show. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
Welcome to the show, and I guess happy Halloween, a little early to you guys.
Absolutely, happy Halloween.
This must be a big holiday for you.
Oh, I love this. Love this stuff.
Horror fans.
Best time of year.
Yeah. I know we were talking about horror movies earlier, and you know, we had this thing up on Facebook. It seems like everybody has got their favorite horror movie. What is it about horror movies that we love so much? Like, what is it? I mean, it's been going on forever.
I think it's that old primal thing of just... you know, everybody wants to get scared in some way, and you know, Halloween's a perfect time to you know watch a good scary movie.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and everybody has their own you know kind of horror movie that they like. You know, I'm a fan of the cheesy horror movies.
Okay, yeah.
Like I like the really cheesy. Like there was this one film. I don't know if you guys would even know.
We know it. Trust us, boys. We know it.
Pieces.
We showed that at Hudson Horror 1.
Did you really? I missed it?
You didn't expect them to know that, did
I know,
you?
I didn't, because it was like one of the worst. We found this like VHS tape when we were in high school.
Oh, it's amazing.
A bunch of us. And we would just get together and just watch this thing and drink constantly. It was like the...
awesomely bad.
The best, worst horror movie. Like
it
this.
Has the best dub track ever.
Yeah. I have a friend that hates horror movies, and he saw that at our first Hudson Horror show, and he was like, he told me, that was the best movie I've ever seen. He's like, I don't remember ever laughing so hard.
Oh, it was the worst. It was this guy who would like chop up body parts and like sew them together to make it was
awesomely bad, but
like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But it was the best ending of any horror movie too, because this body gets dead parts, and then all of a sudden at the end
somehow gets reanimated. Yeah,
the hand reaches up and grabs the guy by the testicles.
By the testicles,
just grabs him. That's the end of the movie.
Pieces. I'm going to have to find that.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
The tagline is, you don't have to go to Texas for a chainsaw massacre.
Yeah.
What about, do you guys know Motel Hell?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Have you ever seen that one?
No, I've never seen
Motel Hell. Oh, okay, here's my favorite spoiler alert. So here's the thing. The guy has a sausage factory. And there's Farmer Vincent. So even like if you're on the highway and, you know, they got the big sign, come, we get the best sausage, whatever. But the sausages are made out of people.
Of course they are.
So, and he actually has, he sticks them in dirt, I guess, to get them tender.
Yes, like heads of cabbage.
Clavin, I think.
Yes,
is, right?
From Cheers.
Clavin from Cheers is one of the people that is in this.
But he plays like a rock guy, like a punk rock guy with like the worst fake wig
really bad.
Ever.
How have I not seen this?
At the end, this is the best part, like towards the end. So he gets caught, okay? I think his brother comes in or whatever. They find out that, you know, what's going on. And at the end, who's the guy that plays? What's his name? Is it Rory?
Rory Calhoun,
okay. And he goes,
I don't know how you guys know this stuff.
So he goes, I have a confession to make. I used, and we're waiting for him to say people for the sausage. He goes, I used preservatives. It's the best line ever.
Yeah. We've got a lot of requests for that one. We haven't shown that one yet.
I'm also not, you know, a huge horror movie fan, but I loved that.
That's a fun one. That's another fun one.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, 471-WPDH, 471-9734. We're talking horror movies with guys from the Hudson Horror Show. So tell us a little bit about your event. That's coming up next month, right?
Yeah, November 16th. It's a Saturday. We're at the Silver Cinemas South Hills 8 in Poughkeepsie, New York. It's an all-day show. It starts at doors open at noon. And first movie starts at 1, and it's about 12 hours. We do 5 films, all off of rare and vintage 35mm films, and we have vendor tables selling T-shirts and toys, CDs, all sorts of horror movie related memorabilia.
So it's more than just the movies. You can come and see, kind of like a little.
Absolutely. And if you can't or don't want to come and actually watch the movies, you can still come and shop at all our vendors for free.
Just still access to that.
Yeah.
Now, do people generally come and watch all of the films? Because that's a long time to be watching.
Absolutely. Pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah. The fans are diehard. Yeah.
They come ready.
Do they sit there quietly during the films, or is there like an audience participation kind of thing?
It's pretty quiet because we're not big fans. Fans of like Mystery Science Theater 3000 or Rocky Horror.
Yeah, okay,
this is, you know, it's for you know, people that enjoy the movies, so it's totally cool to clap or cheer or laugh, but we don't want somebody reciting lines or...
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, it does, because annoying. There's always somebody that hasn't seen that movie yet.
Yeah.
So we don't want to ruin anybody's, you know, experience.
Now, do you have to train, like, in advance for, like, that long of a movie-watching session? You guys probably don't, because this is pretty much your life.
Right. I mean, it's tough.
Chris, pure endurance.
Someone like me who, you know, can handle, like, a two-hour movie.
Right.
But doesn't necessarily think that he could sit there that long. I mean, how many hours are we talking
about? Yeah, it's
about?
Around
12 hours. Like, 12 hours. Like, what should I do?
There are breaks in between.
Should I train for this?
Gotta train at home. Just sit on your couch for long periods of time.
Months in advance.
Just keep a cold drink next to you.
Yeah. Now what movies are you guys showing this year?
We're showing two movies from director John Carpenter, both starring Kurt Russell. John Carpenter's The Thing and John Carpenter's Escape from New York.
Oh, those are great movies.
Those are both classics.
Escape from New York is so good.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a great movie that is.
And then speaking of cheesy, we've got Invasion of the Bee Girls.
Oh, that sounds good.
Invasion of the Bee, like Bumblebee?
Yes.
Yeah. Bee Girls?
It's a weird sci-fi horror sexploitation kind of film.
Oh, perfect.
A lot of nudity. And we're also showing...
It's like Invasion of the Bee Girls and Invasion of the Bee Girls.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Well, it actually could be C or D Girls. Depending on how you're...
Whatever, it's a B movie.
That's, yeah.
And then Horror Express, an old movie with Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing and Telly Savalas.
Oh, wow.
It's them on a train with a monster. And we have a mystery movie that we will not reveal.
A surprise.
It's always better to have a surprise.
Come on, pieces.
Motel Hell.
Motel Hell would be a good one. Yeah, you know, if you like this stuff, it'll definitely satisfy.
Now, this thing has become more and more popular through the years. Because I know in the beginning, you guys started out very small. But now, this thing gets sold out, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is our fourth year. This is our eighth show. And last show was our we always sell out. But last time was the first time that we actually had to turn people away. Because we always have a few tickets to sell at the door. But for our last show, especially after coming here, we had more people coming to the door than we had tickets for.
That's awesome.
We definitely suggest everybody buy advance tickets, because I would imagine we'll probably do the same or better this time.
That's great. You know, I love seeing these things kind of take off, and you know, people have you know, a place to funnel this energy. Because, you know, it's
scary where they might go otherwise.
No, but, you know, I don't want to say it's a nerdy thing. But, you know, there's a definite, you know, subculture of people who are into this kind of stuff. And I love this because I'm like a total nerd geek kind of guy when it comes to this kind of stuff. It's really cool to see it here in the Hudson Valley, because usually you got to travel elsewhere to do these cool things.
Yeah, even like New York City or something. Right. So to have it right in our backyard is pretty cool.
That's exactly how I got started. The missus said, you know, we kept going to these other shows. And she said, well, geez, why don't you do one and do one close to home? So that's how it started.
There's definitely the audience for it, too. I was down in the city a couple weeks ago. Comic-Con was going on
there.
And I wasn't down for Comic-Con because my wife wouldn't let me. But we were there, and I was like, oh, well, Comic-Con's going on. And it was sold out. But, you know, it was so cool seeing people pour off the train from the Hudson Valley.
Just in costumes.
We're driving, you know, we're riding down on Metro North, and, you know, we sit next to Batgirl. We got a Stormtrooper on there. You know, everybody's I'm like, this is awesome.
Nice.
This is cool.
It is. It's fun.
It's nice to see stuff like that here in the Hudson Valley.
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, there's a market for it. People come out for it. We've had people fly in from California and Vegas and Canada.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, we get a draw.
Tourist attraction.
Now, you guys thinking about expanding this, making it you know, doing it more often, or making it an extra day or something like that in the future?
We've talked about it, but to do more than two shows a year is I don't know if the market's there for it. We talked about maybe expanding into a drive-in, but we've been doing pretty well with two shows a year, and part of me feels if we do too many, then people would be like,
I'll
special. Catch the next one. Right. I can always get it. Yeah. Hey, I have to ask.
Sure.
12 hours, is there going to be food available?
No, but how we work it is you get a wristband, so you're free to come and go as much as you want.
All right, so you can leave and get a bite
totally,
to eat.
Totally, yeah.
Walk down to Chuck E. Cheese, grab a slice. And
yeah,
come on,
absolutely.
Come on,
yeah, exactly. That's great. You can come and go. So if you don't like, you know, I saw that second movie four times, but I'll be back for the third movie.
Right.
Oh, well, that's really cool, because it's not like you're locked in there for 12 hours.
No, you're free to go wherever you need to go.
That's very cool. Cool. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
You know, tomorrow is Halloween. What are you guys going to be watching tonight and tomorrow, since you guys are the horror experts? Do you have anything, like, reeled up and ready to go?
I just got a new Blu-ray of this Peter Cushing movie called Corruption, where he's like a mad scientist.
Oh, really?
And he his wife gets burned tragically, so he goes around killing women to, you know, replace the skin on his wife's face. So
How old is this movie?
Gosh, that's like what, Sean? Like 68, 69, maybe 70, really? Something like 70, that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I may have.
It's a good one.
Caught that. That sounds familiar.
I mean, they made the transfer to Blu-ray, so it's got to be a good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Pieces is coming out soon on Blu-ray.
Is it really?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely going to pull the trigger on that one.
She wasn't a piano player, was she? Was there one where they replaced her hand, somebody's hands, because there was a tragic fire? Wow. Well, you guys would know it.
I think that was probably
work on that
and
get back to
it. That was a personal story of somebody you knew back in the
summer. No, it's not. I have a lot of horror stories, but not that one.
Just start talking about Robin Taylor's high school years. We can make some movies out of that.
Stop. Let's not go back to the party.
Cool. Well, thanks again, guys. And now, if people want to get tickets, how do they get in contact with you?
Go to our website, www.hudsonhorror.com, or Hudson Horror Show. Both of them work. And, yeah, they can buy advance tickets using PayPal.
Yeah, and I was on the website yesterday, and I saw some video you had from the previous fest with all the people lined up and stuff. Looks like a lot of fun. So we'll link to that from our Facebook page, too, if people want to check it out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next month at the fest, and happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Thanks to you guys, too. Happy Halloween.
All right. You guys enjoy the holiday.